Only a few low-level soldiers have been charged so far with mistreating detainees at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison. A court-martial for the suspected ringleader of the abuse is scheduled to get underway today at Fort Hood, Texas. Specialist Charles Grainer is accused of assault, indecency, and with mistreating detainees. NPR's Jackie Northam is in Fort Hood. She has this report.
The prosecution at the trial for Specialist Charles Grainer has powerful visual evidence to make its case. A series of damning photographs and videotapes showing the 36-year-old Army reservist humiliating and abusing Iraqi detainees at Abu Ghraib prison. One videotape shows Grainer dragging naked Iraqi prisoners and forming them into a human pyramid. In one photograph, Grainer has a hooded prisoner in a headlock and is cocking his fist as if to punch the prisoner. Walter Huffman is the dean of Texas Tech Law School and a former judge advocate general of the Army. He says this type of evidence will clearly show the breakdown of discipline at Abu Ghraib.
There were apparently individual failures on the parts of the soldiers and the non-commissioned officers involved in this thing, failures to uphold the standards that they were trained to, failures to uphold their responsibilities as soldiers, but there was also, most people believe, as do I, the leadership failure at some level.
The photographs themselves show that others knew what was happening in the prison. Many of the pictures show other military personnel and some civilians standing next to piles of Iraqi detainees. Grainer's lawyers say he was told by military intelligence officers to, quote, soften up the detainees for interrogation, and that he was repeatedly told he was doing a good job by his immediate superiors. Guy Womack, Grainer's civilian lawyer, says his client was simply following orders that came through the chain of command.
What Specialist Grainer did, what the others did, they're very proud of the fact that they carried out their duties, that they accomplished the mission that they were told to do.
The defense will try to show the link between those orders and policy memos written by the Department of Justice, the Pentagon, and the White House that the defense says condoned abuse. Michael Ratner, the president of the Center for Constitutional Rights, says those memos likely had a trickle-down effect.
The question this court has to find out is whether those memos were implemented and to what extent they were implemented. Grainer is saying, look, I understood what I was doing, but I understood they had an authorization from the president. The president said this was okay to do it.
The defense filed motions requesting the government produce some of Grainer's superior officers to explain their role in drawing up and implementing interrogations and interrogation techniques. Only one request was granted, and a military intelligence officer will be called to the stand. He has the option of doing the military equivalent of taking the fifth. Still, former JAG Walter Huffman says he doesn't believe the military will only go after the low-ranking soldiers.
As the defense asks for witnesses and the production of documents concerning the actions of superior officers in these matters, I think we're going to find it more revealed what leadership failures were involved in this thing.
The trial is expected to last just over a week. Grainer faces a maximum sentence of 17 years in prison if convicted. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Fort Hood, Texas.